Just a quick word about DS106, this online digital storytelling course that I'm engaging with at the moment. I'm trying to work out my own personal rules for engagement with it right now. I certainly don't have time to do all of it because there's just too much to do at work and with the dissertation and, you know, things like putting the kids to bed and feeding them, you know, important things like that. But I'm using it as a way of kind of inspiring me creatively, inspiring me to be creative and to, you know, have a bit more freedom when it comes to that sort of thing. I enjoy being creative. I don't think I'm particularly good at it. I don't think it comes particularly easily. So it's quite nice to have these prompts from somebody else to say, have a go at this, or do this, or try this assignment, as a way of kind of spurring me on. That's going quite well. They have a series of daily creates, little mini assignments where you're told to go and take a picture of your feet in a way that sums up how your day's gone, or to record a sound of something that makes you feel comfortable and safe, and then to share them online via the social networks. And then there's bigger assignments to do. At the moment, we're focusing on kind of digital imaging, photography and manipulation, that sort of shebang. I haven't found a way of sharing all this stuff yet. I think I might need to set myself up with a hosted blog. But I certainly don't want to do it through the dissertation blog because that's really going to make things complicated and muddy the waters. But I certainly want to allude to it at some point. I've been thinking about myself as a storyteller, as well as somebody that's writing about storytelling, so this is quite an important part of that. So yeah, I don't know quite what the shape of that's going to be in the future, but it's certainly fun for the moment, so I'll keep cracking on and see what interesting stuff I manage to produce.